Chof Gimel Nissen, April the 23rd, Rabbi Avraham Moshe Cohen, Vahavta L'Recha Kamoich.
Firstly, my thanks to the organizers and the participants of the Torah Way for allowing me the privilege of at least for a little while being part of this incredible Ma'amud of Lumad HaTorah and Kavod HaTorah. We are again in that period of Sfiras HaOmer, and the Avelus for the loss of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva. In this week's parasha, the parasha of Kedoshim, we will read in Mir Hashem, Perek Mitzes, Pasuk Yudches, the Pasuk of Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. The Pasuk writes, Lo Sikon V'lo Sitzar Es Pnei Amecha, V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha Ani Hashem. You should love your fellow man, Pashtus, that's how we always translate it, as yourself, I am Hashem. And Rashi comments on the Torah's Kohanim, Omer Rabbi Akiva, said Rabbi Akiva, Zeh Klal Godol V'Torah. This is an important principle, a great rule, and a fundamental rule in the fulfillment of Torah. As we will see, it appears from Chazal that it was just this principle that his Talmidim failed in, and which brought about his death, their death. It seems therefore appropriate perhaps to revisit this topic, at least to do a chazora of some of the famous Mamorei Chazal, and perhaps find a new insight, and perhaps gain a deeper perspective in our obligation in what is in reality a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. I'd like to start with the Gemara, well-known Gemara, in Yevamos Samach Beis Amud Beis. Omru, they said, Shnayim Osa Elef Zugim Talmidim Hayaloy Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. They weren't individuals. It doesn't say 24,000. It says 12,000 Chavrusas that learnt together, as we do nowadays. And they were from Megivos at Antiparos to areas. V'kulam meisu v'perek echa. They all died in one time. Mifnei sh'lo nagu kovod zeh lazeh. They didn't deal with each other in an honorable manner. They didn't show honor, they didn't show kovod to each other. V'hoyah ha'olam shomim. The world, in fact, the Torah world collapsed. And that is why we are Avelim. That is a ripple effect until this Doyah. If there was no ripple effect, if it was just a one-off, if it just happened then, and it was for that time only, why would we keep Avelus even today, many years later? The fact is that that ripple effect of the death of these Talmidei Chachomim caused Avelus ad seif kol adoros b'pashtus until Mashiach will come. We have an inyan of Avelus for their death. Ha'olam shomei. At Shabbo Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came etzel Rabbi Yisena Shabbadorim, to our rabbis that lived in the Dorim, in the south, v'shono olehem, and he learnt with them. And who were they? They were Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elozo, Ben Shemua, v'hein heim ha'emidu Torah oisa shor. They are the ones that re-established Torah at that time. Kulam meisum Pesach ve'ad atzeres. And these that we spoke about died during this time from Pesach to Shavuos. We will see that these people, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehud, although they were few in numbers, and we'll quote a medrash in a moment, they are few more than that, but basically they were few in numbers, they resurrected Torah as we have it today. In fact, all the Stam Mishnah Baraisas all come from these people, Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, etc., etc., etc. The Torah that we have is the Torah of Rabbi Akiva through these people. The medrash, again, just to reiterate, famous medrash and famous gemaras, Yud Beis Elef Talmidim Hayel Rabbi Akiva. The medrash has a slightly different gear, so the medrash says he had 12,000 Talmidim. That's it. Doesn't say 24, doesn't say Zugos, just says 12,000 Talmidim. And they were Ma'ako. Well, maybe Givos and Akko the same place, I don't know. Anyway, V'kulam B'perek Echad Mesu, they all died at one time of the year, Lomo, choice. Einehem tzora elu be'elu. They were envious, they were grudging, they had tsar ayin, one for the other. V'soif, and at the end, hemid shiva, Rabbi Akiva established 7 Talmidim. That was Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, Rabbi Yochanan, Sandra, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Ista Omer, and others say Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemah, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef, Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoi, Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi, Rabbi Yochanan, Sandra. Okay. Omale, he said to them, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Bonai, my sons, Horishonim, my first Talmidim, Loi Mesu, they died because of Shoyse, Einem Tzora Elu Be'elu. They had this grudging, they had this envious streak, they had this kino, they had a tsar ayin for their fellow students. Tenu datachem, give heart, give careful thought. Shlo ta'asu k'maseim, you shouldn't act like them. Omdu, they arose, umolo kolo Yisrael Torah. And we filled the whole of Yisrael with Torah. So Gemara and the Midrashim. Would you please to note 2 slight variations from the Gemara to the Medrash? Number one, the obvious one, in the Gemara it says, Shloi Nagu covered Zebazeh. They didn't honor each other. And the Medrash says, Tza'ayin, they were grudging of each other. And again, another slight variance, in the Medrash, we are told that Rabbi Akiva took steps to ensure that it didn't happen again. He says, Talmidim, be careful. Tenu datchem. Take care. Be warned. Don't do what my previous students did, but act properly. Don't know their ways. Which, a question springs out at me, in which case, why did Rabbi Akiva not castigate his Talmidim at that time? Why didn't Rabbi Akiva give Musa? Every yeshiva set up a mashkiach. That's what they're there for. Rabbi Akiva should have said Musa to his Talmidim, don't. Be careful, you know, no covered service there. You know, be careful, take care. There's no obvious makor that Rabbi Akiva took them to task. We do hear from this medrash that he warned his Talmidim, but other than that, we don't hear. Which leads us to actually 2 questions. And we alluded to both of them already. Number one, how comes that the Talmidim did not keep Zeh Klal Godel Batoiro? The Rabbi Akiva stood up there and said, how comes that the Talmidim did not keep this mitzvah? It's mitzvah Sasei Doraisa. Klal Godel Batoiro. And number 2, why do we not find that Rabbi Akiva actually said anything out loud to put them on the right derech? Again, a chazorah. The Rambam in Hilchus Evel, Perek Yud Dalad Halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs Asei Shel Divreyem. It is a mitzvahs Asei from the Rabbonon, Levakeh Cholim, to visit the sick, Lenachem Avelim, to give comfort to the mourners, Lehoitzi Ameis, Lachnis Kalo, Lelavos HaOrchim, to bring a kala to a krupa, to accompany one's guests, when it's ase b'chod socha akvuro, and to busy oneself in all the needs of a burial, lose says ala kosev, to carry the coffin upon the shoulders, v'leilach lefonov, to walk before the coffin, v'lisboi, v'lachboi, v'likvar, v'gamun, v'chein, and similarly, l'sameach hakalo, v'achosn, to bring simcha to l'chosn and kala, l'sa'adom, to help them along their way, b'chod sochem, and all their needs, Ve'elohim gemilas chasodim shibagufoy. These are gemilas chesed, doing kindness, begufoy, practically. She'elohim shiur, as we know. Afa pishikol mitzvahs elu medivrehem. And although all these mitzvahs that I've just quoted, says the Rambam, are midrabbonon, harehem bechlal v'haftal erecho kumoicho. They are included in v'haftal erecho kumoicho, which is a deiraisa. Anything that you desire that others should do for you, do the same to your valuable Torah of mitzvahs. see clearly from the Rambam that he believes, he understands, the Mashmois is that we have a practical mitzvah of after Lerecha Kamoicha. It is actually going out and doing a Maisa Toiv to anybody of our fellow men. I would like it done to me. I will do it for somebody else. That is the Rambam, and it is quite clear, again, in Hilchus Deos, won't quote further, but you can have a look in Hilchus Deos. He quotes similar in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, a mitzvah called Odom Le'erva, is called Echav Echad, you should love each other, in Yisrael, the Gufoi, again, Bodlish, never have to Le'erva Kameicha, and therefore Le'sapesh, V'shvocha, you should talk in good terms about others. Practical application. The Ramban ala Torah seems to have a different shitter. The Ramban ala Torah says as follows. It's well known Ramban, it's a Chazor. V'tam v'ahavta le'echa k'moicha haflogo. It is an exaggeration. I should love somebody as much as I love myself. Taflogo. Kilo yekabel leva odol, it is not possible for a man's heart to be makabel shiorves chaveru ka'avos es nafshoi. To love somebody else as much as I love myself, that doesn't work. By the way, Agav, the beautiful, beautiful Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says, how does v'haftal lo'echa k'moicha work? He says, we're all reasonably truthful people. We all know we have faults. And yet, nonetheless, we love each other with all our faults. V'haftal lo'echa k'moicha, love somebody else with all their faults as well. It's simple, really. If you the same as you love yourself. But it's not simple. The Ramban says it's not simple. You're not makab. And not only that, but Rabbi Akiva came along, and taught us in the case of two people traveling in the Midbar, and they only have one cup of water between them, one glass of water between them. Who gets it? Chayecha Kaidlim. You come first. So the Ramban is saying, Rabbi Akiva taught us, it's an impossibility. It's a haflogah that one should love a fellow man as much as one loves himself. Elobat, how does he explain the mitzvah satoro? Elobat, mitzvah satoro, the mitzvah of the Torah is, she'erv kaveru b'chol inyin ka'ash ye'erv es nafshi b'chol atoiv. You should love your fellow man for all that is good. And he carries on, ki b'homim, it sometimes happens, that you will love your fellow man in certain matters. For example, ba'osha, you don't mind him being rich. B'chochma, you don't mind him being cleverer than you. If you actually loved him in every aspect of life, you wouldn't differentiate at all. And everybody would love each other. They should be greater and more honorable and more wise and richer. A person's heart always wishes, I don't mind him having everything, but I want a little bit more. I don't mind. I'd like him to be rich, but I should be richer. I don't mind him being a chochm, but I want to know two more blots. Whatever it is, this is, says the Ramban, this is built on kino, on jealousy. I cannot abide that Yenom should have more than me. I don't mind him having the same. I don't mind him being in certain areas greater than myself. Says the Ramban, this is not v'haftal lo'echa k'moicha. V'haftal lo'echa k'moicha is I should love him in all areas for everything. Ka'asher odom oisle nafsho lo yitn shiurim ba'ahava, and there should be no shiur in love. And just to quote the Mesilas Yesharim, which is, you know, clear and unequivocal, he says in Perek Yud Aleph, v'haftal lo'echa k'moicha, k'moicha b'li shum hefrish, yourself with no differences, k'moicha b'li chilukim, yourself without any chilukim, b'li tachbonus and mazimos, without any guile and wiliness and plotting, k'moicha mamish, exactly the same as yourself. The Ramban says that's very, very difficult. But what comes out of the Ramban is that it's not a lemaisa. It's shlilis. It's negative. It's a feeling. It's inside. It comes from kino. How should I feel about Yenam? I should love him and desire his good. Desire, I want. Not that I should actually have to proactively go and do something. And we see here a machlokas Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam wants us to proactively go out and actually interact with others and do good for them, whereas the Ramban says, no, this is a dov benafsha, this pchisis akino, it comes from the middle of jealousy, of begrudging another person his good. Yes?
Is this not haplogo the same as joy haplogo?
The etymology we'll have to speak about afterwards. Okay, I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't understand. The Ramban said the feeling is impossible.
Yeah, in other words, all his examples, that's what we've got to work on. That's what we've got to work on. We've got to aspire to have a love for a person as much as oneself and as best as one can. That is from the Ramban. The Ramban is very clear. That's what it might be come out to, but one should try more than one's best, and one should try and equate oneself. But at the end of the day, we've got a Rabbi Akiva, we've got a Pesach Halach. So it's not an easy Ramban. I'm not saying it's Ramban, but it's one we've got a quote out loud. Anyway, let's move on. Next to have a look at is the well-known Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Shuv Meisa, there was once another happening, Benochi Echod, who came before Shammai, he wanted to be Megaya, and he said, Gayene al Menash, Talmud Kol HaTorah Kulak, Shani Omed al Regel Echod, teach me the whole Torah while I'm on one foot. And Shammai pushed him away, but Amas Abinyan Ash B'Yodah, with his building ruler, and he came to Hillel. And Hillel said, Da'aloch Sani, that which is hateful to yourself, L'chavreich le'savid, don't do to your fellow Jew. Zui kol ha'Torah kula, that is the whole of the Torah. Be'idok pirusha hu zil gemor. The rest of it is a pirush, go and learn. The Roshonim learn that is based on v'haftar l'recha k'moicha. When he said, don't do to others as you would not have done unto yourself, that is v'haftar l'recha k'moicha. And the Marsha asks immediately, which is something obviously is going to bother you, but why is it b'derech shlili? Why is he telling it in a negative form? The Torah writes it positively, v'ahavta l'recha kamecha, and you shall love your fellow man. However, you're going to manage that with the Ramban and the Ramban, but v'ahavta l'recha kamecha, that comes along Hillel, and he says, d'aleich sani, that which is hateful to you, don't do to others. Negative, this is Mashah's kasha. Be'emes, they say in the name of the Imre Emes that he said it in a shlili state because he was still a Nochri, and it's also to teach a Nochri Torah. So to actually say V'haftar l'recha kamecha in the positive form of the Torah would have been that which one wouldn't allow to do. I saw it's not in the name of the Imre Emes. But the Mashah says as follows. He asks the question, and he says as follows. Positively, proactively, to actually do good for the fellow man, that is not the possible after the Recha Kamecha. That Rabbi Akiva told us, Chayecha Kaidmin. Masha says exactly the same, or similar at least, in all detail, to the Ramban, that to go out proactively and do good for Yenam is not inclusive of after the Recha Kamecha. It's shlili. That which you don't like done unto yourself, don't do to others. With this chazorah that we've done, I'd like to answer our two questions. Two questions were, how comes the Talmidim didn't keep to Rabbi Akiva's dictum? And why did Rabbi Akiva, at least, admonish them for doing wrong? Now, I would like to suggest the following. The Talmidim upheld V'haftar l'recha kamecha b'derech shlili, like the Ramban and like the Marasha, that they actually didn't proactively do anything good, but they kept it inside themselves in their hearts. They didn't show it openly, and at best, they would not have kinah for their fellow Talmud. However, as the Medrash says, Tzar Ayin. Tzar Ayin is very difficult to translate. We use the words grudging, envious. The Chaim Friedlander translates it into the Yiddish as Farginen. Now, if you have a very good English translation for Farginen, I'd love to hear it. Begrudge. We use the word begrudge. But it's more than that, it's deeper than that. It's internal. To begrudge Yenem, nicht zu farginen, that is what the Talmidim had a problem with. The Tzar Ayin is bifnim. Outwardly, Mekenish tekenem with Midas. I'd like to quote Bekitzer, because time is running short, an idea I heard said to me personally by my Rebbe of Moshe Schwarz, Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Livracha. On a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, you know the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, Kol Mishyesh B'Yodo Shloshet Dvorim Elu, anyone who has these three attributes, Mitzalmida Shavah Avraham Avinu, is from the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, Shloshet Dvorim Acherim, another three attributes, Mitzalmida Shabila Marasha. What are the attributes? Ayin Tzoyva, a good eye, V'ruch Nemucha, lowly of soul, V'nefesh Shvola, and a low soul, a novel. They're Talmidim Shavah Avraham Avinu. The opposite of Talmidim Shavah Bila Marasha. Asks the Mishnah, what is the difference between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and the Talmidim of Bila Marasha? So he says, in the Olam Haba, the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, Lahanukul Oyav HaYesh, Vayitzchoy Seyam HaMalek, they will get their reward in Olam Haba, and the Talmidim of Bila Marasha, Yodin Levei HaShochas, they'll be Yorish Gehinnom. The Moshe asks, Posh Tekashi, what do you mean, Ma Bein Talmidim Shel Avraham Avinu Bila Marasha? You've just told me. These have got Ayin Gevoya, Ayin Ruach Nemucha, Ruach Shvela, Nefesh HaGevoya. You've just told me there's a difference. So he said, you know what Pshat is? When it comes to Hilchas Midas, Fin Dreusen Ken Menish Tekenen. Outwardly, you cannot actually see a difference. They could both be dressed in the same garb, and this could be Mitzalmidim Avraham Avinu, and this could be Mitzalmidim Bila Marasha, because what is happening is internal. It's not external. And therefore, Mekenish Tekenem. Comes Olam Haba, the Rebbeinu Shlom can tell the difference. This will get Banek Gan Eden, and these will get the opposite. Of Vintrosen Kemenish Tekenem. That was the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Outwardly, you could not see. Remember, what did we say? We said the two Lashonos, Tzar Ayin, Shloinagu covered zebazeh. Covered can only be given if you feel inwardly that this person is worthy of covered. You won't get, unless you're being mechan, if you're lacking in midas to such an extent, you're two faced, echo bepeh, echo belay, but you won't give covered to somebody you don't feel deserves it. Covered is inward. They saw their fellow Talmidim as not people they could give covered to. And therefore, Shloinah was covered Zebazer. But why did they feel a lack of cover towards others? Because of the Tzayin. Because of the Kinnah. And therefore, when they acted as they did, they transgressed in what small measure which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could know, Rabbi Akiva couldn't know. And therefore Rabbi Akiva was unable to admonish them because he never ever saw the fault. He never guessed at the fault. He never thought there was a fault. That is my Kal Gadol. Of course my Talmidim are going to keep it. And outwardly, there is no discerning features to say they hadn't been keeping it. Except in that Shloinagu Kovat Zebazeh, they didn't actually go out and physically look for the good in others. Whereas, once they died, Rabbi Akiva became aware that something had gone intrinsically wrong, And he had to come and tell his new students, don't do Kumar Seha. You've actually got to inculcate in yourself the Midas Toivos of After Erech Kameicha and actually go out and practically do good for others and perhaps keep the halachas like the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah shibur gufoi. All that remains, just to tidy up, is why is it a klal godol batayom? Why is V'after Erech Kameicha so important to the Torah? And I would like to quote a surprising Rashi on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. Obviously, the Aloch Sani L'Chavreich Le'Savid, that which is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow Jew. Says Rashi, Re'acho V'Re'a Avicho Al Ta'azov, Pasuk in Mishli Chaf Zayin. Re'acho, your friend, V'Re'a Avicho, and the friend of your father, Al Ta'azov, do not forsake. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Tava Al Devorov. Do not transgress his words. Shai Alecho Sonui Shiyav HaVecho Al Devorecho. You don't like it when your friend doesn't do what you ask. And your Re'ach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Totally nukshat V'Havta Lecho Kameicha. Loshen Acher, second Loshen, says Rashi. Chavarecha Mamish, it means your fellow man. Kugoyin Gezela, Geneva, Neil, V'Rav HaMitzvahs. Note what Rashi is telling us. Do you know why it's a Klal Gadol B'Torah? Why is V'Havta Lecho Kameicha Klal Gadol B'Torah? Because it's between you and the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Don't transgress God's command because you don't like it when people overlook your desires and your wishes. It is our interaction between us and the Rabbein Ha'olamim. Our interaction in doing mitzvahs and mas and toivim, that makes it klal gadol. If you want to say it's your chavarecha mamish, says Rashi, because roiv mitzvahs are nichlalim bein odom l'chaveroi. And that's why. But it would appear from that Rashi very clearly that really and truly our attitude to V'Havta Lecho Kameicha should be between me and the Rabbeinu Shloilam. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, in finishing off the mitzvah in Shir in Reish Mem Gimel, he writes, V'Hashem Yizborach, Yosim Chalkeinu Min Ha'oyavim Oysoi, Kodesh Baruch Hu should give our chelik in those who love him, for as Yisrael and the Bnei Yisrael, the Kudshu Baruch of Yisrael Chadhu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael are one. We should be zeicha to look at V'Havta Lecho Kameicha somewhat differently during this period of Avelus, rebuild that which has been lost. And Mi'etz Hashem, we should be zeicha to both Ava Yisrael and Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to finish, it's very interesting to note, V'Havta Lecho Kameicha Ani Hashem, V'Havta Es Hashem Alekecha, have exactly the same gematria of 907. May we be zeich to the Bias HaMashiach from here.